From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a boy when you're born a girl? Scott Turner Schofield is a performing artist and writer.
And I identify as a queer trans man.
In his theater work, Becoming a Man in 127 Easy Steps, Schofield explores questions about gender, sexuality, and life. He's performing the one-man show tonight through Saturday at Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus. Then we sat down to talk about the show.
What I did was kind of create this 127 different stories that I've experienced over the course of my life that all relate to what I think of as becoming a man. And what becoming a man means to me is going to be different than what it means to anybody else. So, you know, it's stories about childhood where I knew that I was a boy even though I was born in a girl's body. And, you know, for instance, the effect of being told by everybody around me that I wasn't a boy. And so I had the sense of my truth, but everybody around me was giving me a sense of some other truth. And what is the truth then? And I started lying. I was like a crazy little liar. So I tell the story of like all the crazy lies that I told. And you know, and it's hilarious. It's a memoir of sorts. But because gender is really performative, right? Like it's about what you're wearing. It's about how you're embodying yourself, right? I wanted to make it into more of a theater show that is a little bit stand-up comedy. It's a little bit pure theater, you know, but it's something that is a real spectacle for you to come see.
So what do you want people to get out of it?
Well, I mean, I've been doing this show now for 10 years. I can't believe it. And it's interesting because of all the bathroom stuff that's happened and the Boy Scouts and, you know, like transgender issues are really far more in the media than they were back in 2007 when I started doing this show. So it's like the show is even more relevant than ever. But over the 10 years of doing this, what I love about what this show does is what people tell me. People come to me afterwards. I had a group of guys who picked it because of the title and thought that it was like a redneck comedy tour kind of show, right? They thought it was going to be like, and I mean, they were like, we would never have come to see this by ourselves if we had known what it was, but it was amazing. And it's like, you're just like me, man. I had no idea. I had no idea what transgender was. And I had no idea that you could be like me. That's so cool, dude. You know, they were really excited about it. They weren't threatened. They were like, it opened their world and made them feel good, you know? So, you know, what I'm finding is that this is a story for everybody. It's just, you know, every human being is a process. You're a story that's unfolding. And you can come see this show in a way that will reflect that back to you. And you can leave going, oh, what are my stories? What are the steps that it took to become me?
So talking about sexuality and gender is often a really awkward conversation. Why do you think it's that awkward? And how do you think that your show sort of opens the door to these larger conversations?
I realize that they don't have to be awkward. We think that gender is what it is, that you're born a girl or a boy, and that's what you should become, and that's it. And we never give it another thought. Okay, the mind is a muscle. Right. So if you never give anything another thought, the same thing happens to your mind as happens to your muscles if you never move them again. They atrophy, they become weak. So it's hard for us to have these conversations because our minds, I'm not saying we're stupid, but our minds are literally weak because we don't think about it. So it's like, come here, work out your mind muscle on what gender is, because it hasn't gotten a workout since grade school. Let me guarantee you that. Right. And like, make up your own mind, you know?
That was Scott Turner Schofield, who's performing his one-man show tonight through Saturday at Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus. You can learn more about how to see the show at our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.